Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. The Laker School District's Board of Education addressed some end-of-the-academic-year matters during this month's meeting. As part of the closing out of the 2025-26 school year, there is a review of finances. The next board meeting will be on June 15th, along with a truth in taxation hearing. The board will also conduct a special budget meeting on June 29th. To go along with that, the board approved accepting schools of choice students. Michigan's school of choice policy began in 1994, and it allows school districts to option of allowing students from other school districts to enroll in their school. However, it is up to each district if they want to participate in the program. And a district can also select how many and in what grades they will accept students. Doing that has been beneficial to the district. We have always voted to participate in the Schools of Choice program, and we have available room, and the additional student count normally does not require additional staff, explained Superintendent Jill Verberg. Regarding the next school year, the board approved renewing all of the administrators' contracts for 2 years. The compensation to go along with the contract extensions will be developed and presented at the June meeting. Approval was given to renew participation in the co-op hockey club. And in Huron County, Johnny Wayne Ross Jr. has pleaded guilty to retail fraud in a third degree. The plea and sentencing hearing concluded a case stemming from an April 28, 2021 incident at a Bad Axe Walmart, where Ross admitted to taking lip gloss or makeup without payment. Judge Ferris accepted the guilty plea. Ross received a sentence of fines and costs with no jail time or community service. The total financial obligation was $444.86, $19.86 of which is in restitution. A $350 bond posted by a third party was applied to the total, reducing the outstanding balance of $129.86 after a court fee deduction. The remaining amount is due by July 1, 2026. The court warned that failure to pay could result in bench warrants. When we come back from this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, in Huron County District Court, a plea cutoff hearing for Kyle Allen Wolf concluded today with the defendant absent. Judge Ferris announced a short cause order will be issued against Wolf. The hearing, scheduled for 9 a.m., proceeded at 9:30 a.m. without Wolf present in court or via Zoom. Prosecutors had offered Wolf a plea agreement. Plead guilty to operating under with owner permitting another to violate the motor vehicle code by showing a valid commercial driver's license. The original charge would then be dismissed. Communication attempts by the prosecution, including sending pretrial conference summaries and police reports via postal mail, due to no email address, received no response. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.